The stakes are clear. Here's how Chopra put it at an event organized by the media company Politico Pro.
And you and I have all this incredible group messaging tools, analytics, data mining, 4G networks that will support us to make real-time decisions. None of this is in the hands of our first responders. They're using analog communications. I've got two daughters. There is no way I want a public safety system. This president in no way wants a public safety system that doesn't take advantage of all the tools that we have in the country. So it is an absolute need to ensure that our first responders have the tools to be successful to keep our families safe.
The establishment of a national broadband network has stalled because of a political argument over who should control valuable radio spectrum. Public safety or commercial wireless providers who would let officials use it in an emergency. Chopra says a solution is near.
I'm very, very, very hopeful that we will finish the job on spectrum and we'll do so in short order.
Even though lawmakers haven't found a way out yet, he says others are moving forward. He says the government can't afford to build its own network, but it can encourage companies to squeeze the most out of scarce airwaves.
We need to find a way technologically to turn scarcity to abundance. And we believe the promising future of spectrum sharing allows us to think differently about this asset so that it can be capable of supporting the needs not just in the immediate term, but over the next decade and beyond.
He says the dilemma isn't as black and white as it's been portrayed.
The issue was falsely defined as saying, you know, you got this random public safety machinery over here and you got the commercial internet mobile broadband infrastructure over here. We are saying emphatically, one can have our cake and eat it too.
Public safety officials are warming to the idea of operating an emergency communication system on commercial infrastructure.
What public safety really wanted more than anything else was the authority to say who gets to access rights to the network, who's on and who's off, managing the security rules, managing a series of operational responsibilities that thankfully, because of innovation, we can manage through software control as opposed to hardware design.
It's already happening in Seattle and at least 10 other places. On the national level, he hopes Congress will attach provisions to legislation extending payroll tax cuts. And the National Institute of Standards and Technology has published a list of attributes that would govern the network's technical design.
That's available for everyone to read right now. And it embodies this principle that we will rely on commercial infrastructure and innovate our way to a low-cost, high-value public safety network.
It's not just a public safety issue. Chopra says basic economics play a role. Airwaves aren't being used efficiently. Letting companies give back underused spectrum to the government to auction off could generate more than $100 billion. The winners, wireless companies, could use the spectrum to keep innovating, like in the area of mobile broadband. Chopra says getting wireless right is the biggest tech policy issue today.
That has multi-hundred-plus billion dollars of economic growth associated with that one policy action. I mean, what policy pays down the deficit, delivers on our first responders' needs, and frees up $100+ billion of economic growth? I mean, this is a win-win-win. This is absolutely, you have cynical views of Washington. If we get this done, this is a great, I think that'll be a huge one.
Working out privacy issues on the cloud will be key to those wins. Chopra says the White House is finishing up privacy guidance.
Our posture in the Internet Policy Principles document lays out a clear path. It's not heavy-handed regulation. It's not do nothing. It calls on the industry to promote voluntary industry consensus standards activities that can be enforceable.
He says the administration will bring this view to talks on Capitol Hill. He ended the conversation on a positive note. While one side of political Washington plays up the partisan bickering, he says, a quieter side is reaching bipartisan consensus on technology policy. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.